I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
I've just had a call from an area just inland of Stanga. A construction site has been digging away at a natural piece of land, and they've actually dug up a python nest. Now that's a really rare find, a really special find too. Sounds like it was dug up yesterday or maybe even a few days before then. At first they were seeing the mother. I think they thought it was just a lone python, but as they were digging, they've uncovered the nest. And at the moment there's a bunch of babies in this hole, which I'm excited to see. Most snakes, mambas, cobras, house snakes, bush snakes, they lay the eggs and they leave them. They don't look after them. Our southern African python's different. She'll lay her eggs, and without her, the eggs will never hatch. She not only guards them, but she also incubates them as well. So she'll go out, lie in the sun, come back down into the hole she's laid her eggs, and wrap around them and incubate them. She keeps them at a temperature of around 30 degrees, which is really remarkable for an animal. Probably a week or two after they've hatched, she still remains with them, but after that period of time, she generally leaves them, and that's it. They've got to fend for themselves. The mother wasn't seen yesterday, and it hasn't been seen today. I hope that it's just that she's moved off. However, there are apparently a lot of excitable community members around yesterday, and unfortunately, our southern African python, although it is a protected species by law, they are often killed. People eat them or people use them for traditional medicine. It doesn't actually do anything for anyone, and it's against the law, it's illegal, but it still happens often. So I'm really hoping that she wasn't killed and that she's just moved away. The babies, yeah, we need to get them out of there. It's a construction site, they're exposed at the moment. It's quite a drive from here, so I'm hoping they're still going to be there. But also we don't want them getting killed by anyone. So I'm really hoping the babies are still in the hole. Apparently they are, and they should stay there. They probably traumatized the poor things, having these big machines all around them. So hopefully we can get them out of there, and then we can look at a suitable place to relocate the poor things.
So I've just got to the site. We saw a couple babies at the entrance. I managed to grab one, and the rest have gone in. It's a small, looks like a small hole in a bank that's been totally cut away. So they're literally, the graders cut right through the space that these eggs were in. There's a lot of skins, shed skins, so they've been here about a week or 2 weeks, because that's when the babies have their first shed. And I think a lot might have moved off by now. So I'm just checking the surrounding area. It's beautiful out here, but once we've got the spade, we'll try and dig out the rest. We found one in a excavation. He was on, some steel rods. He was trapped in there. He'd never get out. I don't know what they're building. It looks like a tower. So we got one there and one in the hole. There were apparently a lot yesterday, but I think most of them have moved off. There's still one or two still left in the hole. There might be more. Just waiting for an excavator because it's deep underground. Sure, still busy here. The excavator's making a massive difference. Whoa. There went a tree. But they were destroying this. They said to destroy this land. So I said to them, break it while I'm here, because they want the snakes gone. Whoa, shoot. Whew. I almost fell backwards into a massive ditch. Wow, that could have ended badly. It's so sad to see habitat being destroyed like this, but I suppose it's not this construction company's fault itself. This is just what's happening. It's the problem facing snakes and all wildlife. All the habitat's just going. It's just getting destroyed. This is what happens. You know, snakes get killed or they left. Their whole home's just gone. It's just destroyed. Seems like the mother moved off a couple days ago. I think most of the babies have gone, but the hole is so deep and it's so warm in there. I don't know how many are in there. There might only be one or two, there might be 10. It's hard to say for now. Just left the site. Spent soon 2 hours and a bit. We only ended up with the three.
obviously a bit disappointed. I'd like to have taken them all out of there, but there's a lot of bush, so hopefully the rest can go in and escape. They just need to be away from that site. Apparently the community members are very worried because of the python nest, but you know, they aren't dangerous to people, really. We don't really get pythons nowadays that are big enough to take on a human. They can give you a nasty bite, that's for sure, so that's why they're best left alone. Also, it's illegal to kill them. So, yeah, I mean, there's three lives saved. I hope the rest are going to be okay. We dug quite far in, but yeah, there were so many different tunnels that went so far. We went probably 8 to 10 meters in. So, I don't know, we didn't even find the eggs. The eggshells, should I say. Because you normally would find all the shells. But, an interesting experience for me. I've never always wanted to see the baby pythons in their den. So it was quite nice to see that.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.